One revival is not us.
复兴是神的工作。
It is God's work.
神在我们上一直要做个工作。
The Lord is doing a work in our lives.
他先把负担给我们。
He gives us the vision.
然后他把意象给我们。
The burden and then the vision.
然后他把祷告给我们。
And then he gives us a prayer.
当我们借着祷告与神合作的时候。
And when we work with the Lord through prayer,
神果然就成就他的工作。
The Lord does his work.
所以我们要问。
We have to ask.
那个工作。
That work.
是根据第二章的意象。
Is according to the vision in chapter 2.
第二章的意象是根据第一章的负担。
And the vision in chapter 2 follows the burden in chapter 1.
那我们都知道说哈巴谷书讲的负担的时候。
And we know when the book of Habakkuk talks about the burden.
普通是一个先知得明白了神的旨意。
Usually, it's a prophet understands God's will.
一个负担已经完成在他身上。
And that burden is already complete in him.
所以他所剩下的怎么样把负担把它卸出去。
And what is left is for him to release the burden.
以赛亚是如此。
That's the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚先得出负担。
Isaiah received the burden.
然后他就借着以赛亚书就把那负担告诉了我们。
And then through the book of Isaiah, he told us what the burden is.
耶利米也这样。
The same is with Jeremiah.
所以当你读所有先知书的时候，都告诉我们那个负担已经完成了。
We see in the books of the prophets that the burden is already complete.
那个负担代表神一个完整的旨意。
The burden represents God's will.
现在你只要出去述说神的旨意就可以了。
It's complete, so you only have to explain it.
但是现在不是。
But here it's different.
当你读哈巴谷书的时候。
When you read the book of Habakkuk,
你会注意到那个负担是怎么形成的 formation.
You will see how the burden is formed.
所以你看见说这个负担是怎么经过一个阶段又一个阶段，然后慢慢慢慢就形成了。
It goes through many stages before it is formed.
当你读以赛亚书的时候
，When you see the book of Isaiah,
你读不出来。
You won't see that.
当你读耶利米书也读不出来。
You also won't see that in Jeremiah.
只有哈巴谷书。
Only in Habakkuk.
你就看见那个负担是怎么形成的。
You see the formation of this burden.
所以弟兄姊妹，所有为主说话的人。
So all people who speak for the Lord.
你千万不要以为说我做律师的，所以我就会说话。
Don't think that because you are a lawyer, you know how to speak.
我做 professor 的，我就能为主说话。
Because I'm a professor, I can speak for the Lord.
没有这件事。
That is true.
必须主要把他的话放在你心中。
The Lord must put His word in your heart.
然后慢慢慢慢的那个重量就形成了。
And gradually the burden forms.
当你读别的书信的时候。
When you read other books.
别的先知书的时候。
Other books of the prophets.
你知道这些先知都有负担。
You know that these prophets have a burden.
而且当以赛亚他接过负担来的时候。
And when Isaiah received the burden.
我们只知道他最后是这样，我们不知道那个整个的过程。
We only know what it is. We don't know the process.
但是哈巴谷不是这样。
But Habakkuk is different.
慢慢慢慢那个负担就晕染成功了。
Gradually we see that the burden is complete.
所以弟兄姊妹，有一件事大家要学习。
There is one thing that we must learn.
如果这个主日你为主说话的话。
If you speak for the Lord this Sunday.
是不是前一天礼拜六你好好准备就可以。
Do you just prepare well on Saturday?
那你证明说你完全不知道什么叫做负担。
In that case, you have proven that you don't know what a burden is.
负担是需要经过酝酿，负担是需要经过形成的。
A burden must be nourished and it must be formed.
所以我们要记得一件事。
We must know one thing.
如果为主说话的话。
If you speak for the Lord.
首先，这个负担怎么在你里面形成的
？How is this burden formed in you?
所以你看见哈巴谷就给我们很好很好的榜样。
We see a good example in Habakkuk.
所以如果你真的为主说话的话。
If you truly speak for the Lord,
你千万不要以为为主说话是件容易、是件简单的事。
Don't think that speaking for the Lord is something easy.
你觉得礼拜天讲，我礼拜六就准备一下就可以了。
You think that if you want to speak on Sunday, you just prepare on
Saturday.
没有这件事。That's not true.
从前有一个弟兄叫 Robert Chapman.
There was once a brother named Robert Chapman.
他为主说话。
He spoke for the Lord.
他为主说话是前一个礼拜就已经开始准备了。
He would prepare the week before.
如果主日要为主说话的话。
If he is speaking on Sunday,
他礼拜一就开始准备。
On Monday, he is already preparing.
然后礼拜二也准备。
He prepares on
礼拜三也准备。
He prepares on Wednesday.
到了礼拜六，他就完全放假。
And on Saturday, he takes a break.
他什么事都不做。
He doesn't do anything.
因为在他的家里面有一个房间是专门做木匠的。
Because there is one room for pottery.
那所有木工做木头的东西都在那里做的。
All the work is done in that room.
所以到了礼拜六的时候。
So on Saturday.
你看见吗？他没有说坐在那里祷告或者怎样，希望能够得准那些话，不是的。
On Saturday, he isn't still praying before the Lord and hoping to receive. 他用句子。But on one hand, he is using the song.
也许他做一个桌子。
Maybe he is making a
也许他做一个凳子。
Or a chair.
他从早就忙到晚。
But he is working on that from morning
to evening. 他手里拿的是句子。
He using the tools.
他手里拿的不是圣经。
He isn't holding the Bible.
稀奇不稀奇？
Are you amazed?
就是因为他用六天的五天的时间读住自己的话。
But because he has read the word for 5 days.
现在让那些话在他里面酝酿，在他里面消化。
Now he is digesting the words and letting it grow.
是一面他做木工，做木头，做椅子，做凳子。
So on one hand he is being a carpenter.
但另一面默想主自己的话。
But on the other hand he is thinking of the word.
到了主日的时候。
And on Sunday.
他就能起来为主说话。
He can stand up and speak for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
要记得一件事。
Remember one thing.
教会贫穷。
The church is poor.
是因为神话语知识的贫穷。
Because the word is
the ministry not, of the word.
The ministry of the word is poor.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
你要做先知吗？
Do you want to be a prophet?
你要为主说话吗？
Do you want to speak for the Lord?
你要有负担才可以。
You must have a burden.
这个负担是怎么形成的？
And how is this burden formed?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你读哈巴谷第一章，你知道这个负担是怎么形成的？
We see how it is formed in the chapter 1.
原来哈巴谷是与主有交通的人。
Habakkuk had fellowship with the Lord.
他是活在神面前的人。
He lived before the Lord.
所以一开始第一章你就看见他和主有一番的对话。
In chapter 1, you see that he had a dialogue with the Lord.
那在这些对话里慢慢慢慢我们就看见那个负担了。
And in this dialogue, you gradually see the burden.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你如果从来没有与主有交通。
If you have never had fellowship with the Lord,
你从来没有来到神面前。
If you have never come to His presence,
你怎么敢站在人面前？
How can you stand before man?
哦，你说我很会读书。
You say I can study.
你说我很会读圣经。
I am good at reading the Bible.
一点没有错，读圣经很重要，读书也很重要。
Reading the Bible and studying is important.
但是，当你站在人面前以前
，But before you can stand before man,
你有没有活在神面前
？Have you lived before God?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
今天你觉得你头脑好。
Today you may think that you are smart.
你觉得你受了一点的训练。
You have been, you have been trained.
现在就可以帮助别人了。
And now you can help others.
在学校里教书可以这样。
You can do that in a school.
但教会不可以。
But not in the church.
在如果做先知就不可以。
If you are a prophet, you cannot.
所以弟兄姊妹，你必须是一个与主有交通的人。
You must be one who has had fellowship with the Lord.
你必须是认得他的人。
You must know him.
你对他一点都不陌生。
You can't be unfamiliar with it.
虽然我把你所看见的就告诉弟兄姊妹。
And what you have seen, you can tell to the brothers and sisters.
因为主的话是活的。
Because the word of God is living.
所以你传出去也是活的。
So what you spread is also living.
虽然有人好像死了，但也活过来了。
Although one is as dead, he also resurrects.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand?
在这里很清楚给我们看见。
Here we see.
哈巴谷所以是先知。
Why is Habakkuk a prophet?
他是与主有交通。
He was one who had fellowship with the
Lord. 就在与主交通、与主对话的时候。
And in this conversation,
他起头不明白主的旨意。
At first, he did not know the Lord's will.
慢慢主就让他明白了。
But gradually, the Lord showed it to him.
慢慢的他就知道很多事情他从前不知道的。
And many things he did not know, now he knew.
他本来还在那里抱怨。
Originally, he was complaining.
他还问一些问题。
He asked a few questions.
然后神告诉他说，这些问题是有答案的。
And God told him, there is an answer to these questions.
但是哈巴谷准备好了没有？
But was Habakkuk prepared?
明白吗？许多是我们没有准备好。
Oftentimes we are not prepared.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？今天如果你要明白神的旨意，
If you want to know the Lord's will,
你真的准备好了吗？
Have you prepared?
你真的准备好付上代价吗？
Are you ready to pay the cost?
明白吗？这几天我读到报纸。
These days I've been reading the newspaper.
你知道一个 Facebook 的老板。
It was a CEO.
你知道他是很有钱很有钱的，对吗
？He has a lot of money.
那么然后他是很年轻的人。
He is very young.
他大概娶了个中国的太太。
He has an Asian wife.
结果就生了个女儿。
And he had a daughter.
生完女儿以后，他忽然间就醒悟过来了。
And after he had a daughter, all of a sudden he woke up.
这个孩子要慢慢长大的。
This child needs to grow up.
他将来所面对的世界是什么样的世界
？What kind of world is his daughter facing?
所以弟兄姊妹。为着他女儿的缘故
And because of his daughter,
为着女儿能够活在一个更好的世界里面
that his daughter can live in a better world.
他们两个人决定
the two of them decided
要把他们所有的财产99%全部捐出来，全部给的是他都不要的。
He donated 99% of his income and wealth.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
如果你真是哈巴谷
if you are Habakkuk,
如果我们的主真是降生在我们里面的伯利恒。
If the Lord has come down to Bethlehem,
如果主的话真的在我们里面形成的话
，If His word is doing a work in us,
许多时候
，Many times,
那个祷告是什么
？What is that prayer?
如果你真的看见，只有我们主才能给这世界有明天。
If you see that the Lord is the only reason this world has a tomorrow,
如果你知道只有我们的主才给我们下一代有把握
，And only through the Lord does our next generation have hope.
如果 Facebook 的主人能够把他99%完全给了别人。
And the Facebook CEO could give 99% of his possessions to others. 你愿意
把你自己奉献给主。
Are you willing to give yourself to the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹讲都会讲。
Brothers and sisters, we know how to say
this. 今天我们每个人都会讲。
Everyone knows how to say it.
但是问题是我们是不是那个人。
But the question is, are we that person?
所以我再说弟兄姊妹。
Once again.
这一次我们一同来复习哈巴谷书。
We will review the book of Habakkuk.
好像这是一本很熟悉的书。
It seems to be a very familiar book.
但这本书是要我们的命。
But this requires our life.
弟兄姊妹，如果你认真这本书的话
，If you're studious in this book,
主对我们所要求的
，What the Lord's requirement is for us
是我们的全部，不是我们的10%。
He wants our all, not 10%.
所以，但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
如果我们真的看见
If we truly see
如果看见今天主兴起我们来
We see that the Lord has raised us up
是要叫这个世界有希望
So that this world has hope
这个世界太黑暗了
There's so much darkness in this
但愿我们的光能照在这个世界上
May our light shine on this world
叫这个世界看见说只有耶稣基督是人类的救主
That the world will see that only the Lord Jesus is the Savior
如果这样的话
This is the case.
你肯不肯把你99%给出去
Are you willing to give 99% to the Lord?
但是主说你要把你所有的周济穷人
But the Lord says sell all and give to the poor.
主不要你一分钱
The Lord doesn't want any of it.
然后来跟从我
And then follow him.
所以弟兄姊妹这就是哈巴谷书的负担
This is the burden of Habakkuk.
为着这个负担你准备好了
Are you ready for this burden?
从这个负担会引出意象来。
Because from this burden comes the vision.
从这个意象会引出我们祷告来。
And the vision leads to a prayer.
然后事情就成就了。
And then the thing is done.
那今天我想我们只能开个头。
So today we'll just start with an introduction.
所以我们大概只能花一点时间在第一章。
So we'll just spend the time in chapter one.
那么这里面给我们看见说哈巴谷跟神之间有一番的对话。
We see that there is a dialogue between Habakkuk and the Lord.
要记得一件事。
Please remember one thing.
因为哈巴谷是先知书。
Because Habakkuk is a book of prophecy.
它是讲的将来的事。
It talks about what comes in the future.
什么意思呢？就这一卷书，到了一定的时候，我们会明白过来的。
At one point in history, we will understand.
你不管什么时候，你读哈巴谷书，就好像读今天的书一样。
If you're reading Habakkuk, it is like reading a current book.
所以我愿意告诉弟兄姊妹。当你读哈巴谷书的时候
So when you read the book of Habakkuk
你觉得稀奇得很
You should be amazed
当你读这些话的时候
When you read this
有的话就是你要说的话
Some is what you want to say
有的感觉就是你的感觉
Some of those feelings are yours
如果你在主面前真的爱主敬虔的话
If you truly love the Lord
你看见今天的世界
You see the world today
你不能没有感觉
And you cannot have this
你不可能不在主面前倾心告诉他你所想默想的这些事
And you will definitely tell the Lord those things that are in your head
所以弟兄姊妹哈巴谷是一个爱主的是爱主的先知
Habakkuk is a prophet who loved the Lord
他心里面有些话
And there were some words in his heart
他是个爱国的先知
He loved his nation
他看见国里面所发生许许多的事
He saw many things that were happening in his country
他认识他的神
And he knew his God.
他知道这些百姓乃是神的选民。
He knew that these people were God's chosen
people. 但他看见这个神儿女中间的光景的时候。
But when he saw the condition of God's people.
他就问神了一些问题。
He asked God a few questions.
他不明白。
He did not understand.
一面来说，他认识神是公义的神。
He knew that God was righteous.
如果神是公义的神，
And if God was righteous,
他不能容忍罪恶。
He could not contain sin.
一点点的罪恶神都不能容忍。
Even any bit, tiny bit of sin, God had to reject.
那如果这样的话，
If that is the case,
他所服侍的那般神的百姓，
Then those God's people whom he was serving,
他并不像他所想象的一样。
It was not as he thought.
那么他们的光景根本不是光是神觉得不满意，连他们都觉得不满意。
It wasn't even God was dissatisfied with their condition; they themselves were.
所以他在主面前一面就告诉神。
So Habakkuk told the Lord.
他认识神是怎样的神。
He knew whom God was.
他也温习神百姓中间的光景。
And he also talked about.